13th day, the lunar cycle was Bhakti Vinod Thakur's appearance. The Dwadasi was Jiva Goswami's appearance and Vamana Day Dwadasi. The Chaturdasi was Haridas Thakur's disappearance. And today, which is the full moon day, is Vishwarup Mahotsav. And the yoga is Dhriti. Dhriti Day, you heard that? And this is also the day where His Divine Grace, Srila Advaitacharya Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, accepted Sannyas Ashram. So Prabhupada ki
jai!
So, yesterday was, you know who Vishwarup is, everybody? Who's Vishwarup? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's older brother. Today's day when he took sannyas and the day that Srila Prabhupada took sannyas. Srila Prabhupada was a householder for so many years and then a brahmaprastha for some years, and then today he decided to accept the sannyas ashram and fully dedicate himself for the preaching of Krishna consciousness all over the world. Haridas Thakur was a spiritual master chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Lord Chaitanya, he would regularly go to take a bath in the ocean. And on the way, he passed by the ashram of Haridas Thakur. Jaya Nityananda Chandra Jaya Chaitanya Pran Tumar Charanaravinde Bhakti Dehodan. All glory to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. How many want that blessing? Nitai.
Nitai.
Nitai. Kipakuru.
Kipakuru.
Jaya Jaya Daita Chanda Chaitanya Raja Swacharane Bhakti Deho Jaya Daita Chanda. All glories to Daita Chanda, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagements to devotional service at your lotus feet. Jaya Gaura Bhakta Gana Gaura Jaro Pran Sava Bhakti Mili More Bhakti Deho Dan. All glories to all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you kindly bestow devotional service unto me. This is how Krishna Das Kaviraj is praying. So kindly you should also all bestow Krishna Bhakti on me.
And he offers the glories to Rupa Sanatan Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Goswami, the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. So they're all his masters. So like this Lord Chaitanya, every day he was feeling so much separation. And the prasadam, remnants of Jagannath, of Lord Chaitanya, would be brought every day to Haridas Thakur. So one day they saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. Haridas Thakur would chant 192 rounds a day. 16 times 64 times 3. How many comes? 192. Thank you. So, this is pretty inconceivable. Probably some of you sometimes have a struggle to finish 16 rounds. His daily minimum was 192. You could chant more if you want. He would chant in 1 month what we chant in the whole year. So he also was a quite fast chanter. So he would chant 16 rounds out loud, 16 rounds softly, and 16 rounds mentally. He could chant his mental rounds in 3 minutes per round. I don't know if you've ever tried chanting mentally, but quite... I time myself, it takes me more time to chant mentally than I was out loud. It's a struggle to keep the mind focused. So like this, he would... Since we're only chanting 25,000 rounds, names, which is 16 rounds, therefore we... So Prabhupada recommended we should chant loudly. So then, when Govinda Das saw that Haridas Thakur was lying down and chanting slowly, then he was very concerned that he gave the Mahaprasad, please take your Mahaprasad, but Haridas said today I'm going to fast. I haven't finished my rounds yet today, how can I eat? But you brought me Mahaprasad, so how can I neglect eating? So he said that, he paid his obeisances to Mahaprasadam and took a little portion and just ate that to show respect. And Lord Chaitanya went to see Haridas Thakur and asked, Haridas, are you well? Namaskara kori te ho koila nivedan Surira shusto haya moro Ashushto buddhiman. Haridas Thakur offered his obeisance to the Lord and replied, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Prabhu kohe kona vyadi kohoto nyanai te ho kore sa Sankhya Kirtana Puroi. Lord Chaitanya inquired from Haridas, can you ascertain what your disease is? Haridas Thakur replied, Haridas Thakur said, my disease is that I'm not able to finish my rounds. So Lord Chaitanya said, now you become old. You can reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You're already liberated. You need not follow the regular principle very strictly. Prabhupada explains in the purport, unless one has come to the plant spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulative principles. Thakur Haridas was the living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Sat Goswami Ashtakam, it is said, Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Nativi Kalavasani Kitao. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly followed all the regular principles. The first principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly enough so that he can hear himself, and one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, he also took a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisance to the Lord. He gave a quota that he'd bow down to every devotee he met so many thousands of times in a month, in a day also. So, Lord Chaitanya said, your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in the world. So therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Haridas Thakur replied, I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most abominable, condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from my hellish condition and raised me to the planet of Vaikuntha. My dear Lord, you are the duly and fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to chant, dance, and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered the Shraddha Patra, which should have been offered to the first class Brahmanas. I ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat eaters. You know that Shraddha Patra? So, drinking water? On the death anniversary of a forefather, a foremother, of an ancestor, you offer a nice offering of bhoga to the deity, and then that's given to some qualified brahmanas. So Advaita Acharya was offering a Shraddh for his father, and he invited Haridas Thakur to come. But somehow particular function, then Advaita Goswami, he had many brahmanas who were present and helping him perform the ceremony. But then for the actual prasadam, he offered that to Haridas Thakur. So Haridas Thakur Lord Chaitanya said that So what happened then was, Advaita Goswami wanted to give the first prasad after the offering to Haridas. But then, the brahmanas objected that why would you give to Haridas, because he's not a born brahmana. Then Haridas, Advaita Acharya, he had some wood brought, and he had it brought before each of the brahmanas. So let the brahmanas with the Brahma Teja, with the brahminical force, let them ignite the wood with the mantra. So then, the wood was brought before each of the brahmanas, and they were blowing and chanting mantra on the woods, but then it wouldn't ignite. So when they brought it before Haridas Thakur, and he chanted his mantra, Hare Krishna, caught on fire. So, Jai Gorni Jai Ki, Haridas Thakur Naki. Haridas Thakur was also with Nityananda Prabhu when they delivered Jagai Madai. Lord Nityananda went and requested Jagai Madai, you please lead a holy life and chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. When they did that, then Jagai Madai's initial response was that we should beat these two people. So they started chasing Nityananda and Haridas. They were chasing and chasing all over, and then Haridas Thakur was telling Nityananda, you know, that I don't know how long I can keep running like this. He was getting hyper. He was huffing and puffing and losing his breath and hyperventilated. And then they hid behind a trough for the horses to drink water. Jagai Madai couldn't find that. Then we'll see where they turned, and they went on running. Like this, Haridas Thakur would go door to door with Lord Nityananda, and they'd beg people to chant Hare Krishna. So many different pastimes. He was very close associated with Nityananda Prabhu and Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya then Haridas Thakur was glorifying Lord Chaitanya that you give so much mercy to me. Actually, Haridas Thakur was whipped in 22 marketplaces. With this big cane. They still do whipping in Singapore. Caning, they call it. I heard after 3 canes, usually somebody passes out. They keep a doctor there. So they were beating Haridas Thakur countless times in each marketplace. Big, strong, professional executioners trying to beat him to a pulp. But somehow it didn't affect him. By Krishna's mercy. There are so many amazing pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur. So that's what Haridas Thakur said, you made me dance in so many ways, you did so many things to me. Now my final request is that as follows. Ekavancha hai mor bahudina hai te Lila Sambari Ve to me Loi Morchite.
I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you'll be bringing to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you would not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes before that time comes. Kindly let my body fall down in your presence.
Hidage dodimu tumar mangal charan noyane dekimu tumar chandavadan.
I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face.
Jivayu charimu tumar Krishna Chaitanya nam eimatu mor iccha charimu param.
With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if your mercy it is possible, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant me my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful, he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happens is mine. It's all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. Keshe Lotus Feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Haridas Thakur said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. If an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, what is the loss to the material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee. But nonetheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that on the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. So that means that all these things happen on the Trayodashi. Trayodashi is the 13th day of the lunar cycle. Because the Chaturdashi passed away. Today is Purnima, is the 15th day. That means the same day that Bhaktivinoda Thakur's appearance, that day, Lord Chaitanya had this discussion with Haridas Thakur. What do you think about that, Maharaj?
I'm just waiting
for you. You are very straightforward. How many of you have seen the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur? Quite a few. We got here. One, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. So that's what, about a fourth of those are people. More or less. So, this past time is very amazing because just like Bhishma Deva left his body at his own free will,
Haridas Thakur was leaving by his own free will. Everything was prearranged. That's what makes it so special, because normally people, they can't just leave their body when they want to. Only very great personalities can do that. I mean, it's not suicide, this is living by natural causes. So the next day, Lord Chaitanya came again to see Haridas Thakur.
Haridasa Age Asi Dilo Darsan Haridasa Pandit Prabhu Vaishnava Charan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas.
Prabhu kohe, Haridas, koho samachar. Haridas kohe, Prabhu, je kripa, tuma.
In other words, Lord Chaitanya came and asked, my dear Haridas, what's the news?
Haridas Thakur replied, my Lord, whatever your mercy, what you can bestow upon me,
Angane Arambila Prabhu Mahasankirtan Bakeshara Pandita Kaha Taha Korena Kirtan.
So there was the big kirtan there where Haridas Thakur was staying. And Bakeshwar Pandit started to lead a kirtan. You know Bakeshwar Pandit?
He was a lead dancer in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan party. One time he danced non-stop for 72 hours.
Is that a Guinness World Book of Records?
I think so. I don't think anyone made it more than 24, but this is like not the waltz or something. This is full on kirtan dancing. Jumping and spinning and the works.
But now he's living this very melancholy time, the passing away of a devotee, joyful moments.
It's not just lamentation, because everybody knows that the devotee, if they willfully can go back, leave their body, they'll go back, and conscious of the Lord, they go back to Godhead and get all their perfection. We lead our whole life, and how we leave our body is like the final exam. While we're in this material world, the Maya is so complete that we think we're the material body. We work as if we were the material body. We try to accumulate possessions in the name of our material body. Sometimes people steal for those things, or sometimes they borrow or they beg. Sometimes they even work for them. Most people do that. But that's, in this way, one is suffering. Sometimes they're enjoying. So the illusion of the material world is like a very complete illusion. So normally we're not in touch with our own potential spirituality. But it's possible for everyone to achieve the full perfection in their spiritual lives. By following this process of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so there was a big kirtan. Haridas, then Subdamadar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all surrounded Haridas Thakur and began to chant. Ramananda Rai was there, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Then Lord Chaitanya was describing the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described his transcendental attributes of Haridas, so Lord Chaitanya then began to glorify Haridas Thakur, all his wonderful pastimes, his glories, his dedication. It's a very personal exchange amongst all those devotees that were present. Seeing that Lord Chaitanya had gotten 5 mouths, so after there was a lot of glories of Haridas Thakur passed around, discussed in open assembly, everybody offered their obeisances to Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur made Lord Chaitanya sit down in front of him. And he fixed his eyes like 2 bumblebees on the lotus feet of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on his heart and took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present. You can imagine the Haridas Thakur, he's there lying down. So he has Lord Chaitanya sit in front of him, grabs Lord Chaitanya with his feet, puts it on his chest. He's just looking at Lord Chaitanya in the face. And then, as he's looking at Lord Chaitanya, he starts chanting the name of Lord Chaitanya again and again. Shri Krishna Chaitanya!
Shri Krishna Chaitanya!
Shri Krishna Chaitanya! Shri Krishna Chaitanya!
Shri Krishna Chaitanya!
And as he was chanting the holy name of Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Haridas Thakur gave up his life, his air of life, and left his body. Itago Chitana Premanandi Hari Hari Ho. Seeing that wonderful death of Haridas Thakur, by his own sweet will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembers the passing away of Bhishma Deva. There was a tumultuous sound as they all chanted the holy names. Hari Bo!
Hari Bo!
Hari Bo!
Hari
Bo!
Krishna!
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 So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was overwhelmed with ecstatic love. He raised the body of Haridas Thakur and he began dancing with it. And he was so much overwhelmed in ecstatic love. All the devotees were completely helpless and everybody was dancing and chanting congregationally. Lord Chaitanya danced for some time and then Subdamadar informed him that there are many rituals had to be performed. So then they carried the body in procession in kirtan to the side of the ocean. There the body was bathed in the ocean water and Lord Chaitanya declared that now the ocean is purified because of the touch of Haridas Thakur. Now when you go to the Gold Coast or Byron Bay, you can get the dust of Haridas Thakur. There's no other reason to go there. To get that dust from Haridas Thakur. That must be why the Australians are so good
to become Hare Krishna devotees. They get so much of Haridas Thakur's bhakti. So then, in fact, the exact quote is, from this day on, the sea has become a great pilgrimage site. Samudre Mahatirtha Hoilo. So everybody drank the water that touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. And they took Lord Jagannath's sandalwood chandan pulp and they wiped it over the body of Haridas Thakur. With their own hands they dug a hole in the ground in the sand on the side of the ocean. It's maybe, how far is that? 200 meters? More or less. 225. Our Bhakti Kukutir is 300 meters. Exactly, that, because according to the government, you can't, 300 meters is some cutoff limit for building a certain height. So then they put all kinds of auspicious objects, silken robes from Jagannath Rathyatrakai, sandalwood pulp prasadam, Jagannath's Mahaprasadam, food and cloth, which also placed around his body. I was just in on the flight, they had some Discovery Channel about the Chinese dynasties and the Great Wall of China. I caught a little section of it. There was some great emperor of China, the Ming Emperor or something, and he was buried with all these little things for enjoyment, and golden helmets and soldiers made out of terracotta and things like that. So just think here, the difference, you know. When you leave your body, you want to be touching things to do with Krishna. It says if you cremate somebody's body and you put one stick of tulasi wood in the pyre of the cremation, that it guarantees that the person goes back to Godhead. You don't have to do the whole pyre with the tulsi, just one stick. Turns all of it into virtual tulsi. One drop of Ganges water can deliver somebody. Also putting the name of Krishna on the body with the sandalwood pulp, tulsi leaf on the forehead or chest. Things like that. So, golden helmets aren't going to do much good in the tomb. But objects connected to Krishna that can help you to go to the place you want to go to. So, sometimes in these Egyptian pyramids, they find the tombs with so much valuables. Sometimes they're so attached to the valuables that there's ghosts protecting the valuables. People are afraid. Even in Mayapur, for 1,000 years, no one could uncover the king's palace. When some laborers went to dig him, the previous last Hindu emperor of Bengal, that Balal Sen, Lakshman Sen, his palace was buried under earth, and when the worker would try to dig and excavate it, they start vomiting blood and die on the spot. So for 1,000 years nobody was excavating it. We took the Parikram party of 400-500 devotees and chanted on top of the palace. After that, then they could excavate.
Oh,
seems the devotees liberated all the spooks by their chanting on the ghosts. So here, all these auspicious things were put. Everyone was doing parikrama around the body, chanting. And then Lord Chaitanya personally took sand and poured on the body of Lord Chaitanya, chanting, Hari Bol!
Hari
Bol! Then everyone else came and they all began to... He's also chanting. She's chanting. So, in this way, all the devotees covered up their body. They put a platform, stone platform over the samadhi so that it would put a fence around it. Of course, now there's this temple around over that place. So Lord Chaitanya danced and chanted with all the devotees around the platform. And the holy name of the Lord Hari began to roar tumultuously, and everybody got swept down in the kirtan. After the sankirtan, Lord Chaitanya bathed in the sea with his devotees, and they were swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. Because the devotees understand that we're not the body, and that if somebody leaves their body in such a Krishna conscious way, they're going to a very auspicious place, going back to Krishna or to whatever the perfection of their life is. So it's actually a cause for jubilation. Usually people are cremated, Vedic culture, but the sannyasis and some great spiritual masters are put into a tomb covered with salt and dirt. There are some exceptions, like in South India, there's a temple in Sri Rangam of Ramanujacharya. Anybody seen that? Samadhi of Ramanujacharya? Francis, have you seen it? Prem Bikash and Bhakti Bhava Tarini. Taraka came with us that year on our South Indian safari. And he just sat down in meditation and told his disciples goodbye. And he sat down and began meditating and didn't move. He's been sitting there for 1300 years or something. Something like that. Sometimes if you get to Pujaris, they'll show you his thumbnail. There's a metal deity in front of his form. He never decomposed, I think. Quite an exceptional. I mean, we also saw the Narottam Das Thakur Samadhi place. Who saw that? Devagohari, Kunteya. That's in the Ganges. You saw that if you went on the Ganga safari. It's in a place called Jiyaganj. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti's ashram is there, and Narottam Das Thakur left his Gauranga traveling deity. He used to travel with the Gauranga brass deity.
with his disciples, established the deity in the temple and worship. He went down to the Ganges and chanted his Gayatri in the river. As he was chanting his Gayatri in the river, his body started to dissolve and to melt. The disciples are watching on, watching their guru dissolving in front of their eyes. And, you know, they start crying and don't know what to do. And then, before they know it, there's just a swirl of milk in the water. So they quickly run and get some clay pots and scoop up some of the milk. They took that and put it in samadhi, in a tomb. It's all the remnants they had left. You can go bathing in that place. It's called, since that day they changed the name and called it the Milk Bathing Ghat, Dut Ghat. But generally, so this, there's some exceptional things. Govinda Ghosh, the deity, made a proclamation that on the disappearance anniversary, he would perform the Srad ceremony for Govinda Ghosh, the ceremony where the son worships Krishna, or daughter worships Krishna, and offers the prasad for the deceased forefather or ancestor for their spiritual upliftment. Govinda Ghosh was in anxiety because he was a brahmachari, didn't have any plan to get married, but then Lord Chaitanya told him, you have to get married because you're hoarding digestive salts from you. It means you're too attached to this type of stockpiling of things. So you should get married. What does it put out to me? And he gets married, has a son, and then his wife dies and his son dies, so he goes in like depression. And what is it all for? Why did I get through this whole thing? He got married, got a son, and then the son, everybody died, so he was kind of lamenting. And his deity worship was suffering, and the deities ask him, well, what are you, you're not offering me the offerings on time, and things are really, disturbed now. What's wrong? He said, well, I lost my son. He said, well, I'm your son. You're my son, but not that type of son. I mean, you're not going to perform the Srad ceremony for me when I die. He says, well, if I perform the Srad ceremony for you, will you get back to your service probably? So the deity said, bring all the brahmanas. So they brought the leading brahmanas of the village, and then Gopinath deity, stone deity, you can still see the deity, he publicly proclaimed to them that on the death anniversary of my disciple, I will perform this ceremony, Srad ceremony. So to this day, since 500 years, that ceremony is still being observed. They carry the deity to the tomb of his devotee, and they perform the Srad ceremony. When the prasad for the guests are leaving, some, if there is, they should get. If there isn't, then. So, actually, here you go. What are we going to be thinking about when we leave our bodies? Recently, we've seen in a few places in the world, in Melbourne, is it Govinda Dasi was her name? She was very Krishna conscious when she left her body, and I was just somewhere else in the world, and there was another devotee that was also leaving her body, and was I think of Bhakti Churumar's disciple. I can't remember where it was. London, right. She had some cancer or something, and there was no cure, and then her whole room was like a temple, and she was chanting, and at the time when she left, she just was chanting and left her body. Bhakti Churumar, everybody said, went to see her and said that usually we learn something from sannyasis, but even the sannyasis are learning something from you. How to face death, how to face, you know, how to be so Krishna conscious. Somehow Krishna blessed her that in spite of her pain, she was able to just be focused. That it's so important that we realize how what the temporary nature of this body is. The whole purpose of human life is not to be like an animal. Animals are just satisfied with satisfying their senses, with gratifying their senses. They're not worrying about death. Prabhupada gives an example, like in India, see these goats that are being readied for the sacrifice. They're right next to the place where they're going to be sacrificed, and then they just put some grass there and they're eating the grass, you know, they're not, you know, worrying it. But then 1 second ago one goat was just taken off and the head was cut off. Like that, we're seeing one after another, people are dying, and you know, well, it's not going to happen to me, you know. Not me. I'm going to live forever, right? So, but it happens. 100% I guarantee. So what's important is not dying. Dying is everybody's doing that, but how we die, if we're Krishna conscious, and if we live Krishna consciously, then we die Krishna consciously. It's Krishna's mercy. Namai bhakta pranashati. And how, like Lord Chaitanya, in association with his devotees here, how loving he was with Haridas Thakur. Lifting a body, glorifying him, crying, rejoicing, a big feast that fed everybody. The whole town, they gave a massive feast. Lord Chaitanya personally went and begged from all the Mahaprasad shopkeepers, Jagannath Prasad, and had everybody sit down. He was serving everybody prasad, but then he was giving such big servings because Lord Chaitanya is, everything is big with him. So Sub Dhamada said, we can do the service, you sit down and take prasad. So when a great devotee leaves, in one sense it's a cause of jubilation, going back to Godhead. In another sense, one feels separation. Once I had a disciple from Italy, she had also cancer. In fact, it was very hard for a congregational devotees to get initiated in those days. But she told the local authorities that she's going to die and she wants to be initiated. You know, of course she was chanting for many years and doing everything, but there was really wasn't. Now the GBC passed the standard that it's the same for a congregation or temple. 1 year, 16 rounds, 4 principles, and few other strictures are there, then anybody can get initiated. But it was very hard, but somehow she got the permission of it because she was in such a situation. She got initiated in Mayapur. But after about 6-8 months, she went to the hospital, and then she was feeling pain, and they did a test and they said, actually the cancer's in your blood, it's all over, there's nothing we can do now. She said, there's nothing you can do? I said, nothing. We've got maybe a few hours to live. We can only do is give you like a painkiller, morphine or something. So, well, there's one thing you could do for me. So what's that? So, can I use your ambulance? So what do you want the ambulance for? You're already in the hospital. Yeah, but you can't do anything for me. If I'm going to leave, I want to go right to the temple. And I want to die before the deities. I want to be Krishna conscious. So you please give me the ambulance to take me to the temple. So I don't know. They did it. So me, you know, coming up into the temple, you know, the ambulance. Devotees wonder what's happening, you know. They take her out from the ambulance and she goes and pays her obeisances before the deities. She tells them what's happening. So they gave her a little room to stay in. And so she got a little better too. And for about 8 days she was there. But then on the 8th day, she started to get the bad symptoms again. So the devotees around sunset, they were all gathered around doing a big kirtan. And the Mother Savita Prabhu, one of our ISKCON GBCs and ISKCON gurus, he told me that he was driving from Belgium, and normally he stays somewhere like in Switzerland or somewhere in France halfway and takes rest and comes the next day. But that particular day, for some reason, he just thought, let's just go one stretch all the way from Belgium to Italy, to Mittelago near Milano. And then he just happened to pull in at this moment when the kirtan was going on. Everybody was surrounded. So he ran into the room, and then he saw that the lady also opened her mouth and was chanting. And he shouted out the holy name of Krishna, and everybody was chanting and shouting Hare Krishna. And like that, she left her body. I couldn't be there at that time. I would send a fax what they should do. But he told me that if I could, you know, if you can choose how we like to leave our body, that's how I'd like to leave. Surrounded by devotees, chanting Hare Krishna, that's what I want. But, you know, we don't know exactly how we're going to go. The illusion in the material world is we just want to, we focus so much on the body rather than using the body for Krishna's service, giving, you know, the body needs some happiness, and give it a survival quota without overdoing it, avoiding the things which are degrading to the consciousness, like, you know, gross like intoxication, meat eating, and so on. And purify our consciousness so we can always be in Krishna conscious. Jayananda Prabhu, you know, he, even when he had the leukemia that he was struggling to finish the last rat card, go back to Godhead, you don't have to be, you know, a temple commander or a temple president or a GBC or any particular service. The services are there for everybody to stay engaged, and one person may have a particular nature or capability to do a particular kind of service. But anyone, whether whoever they may be, whether it's someone sewing dresses for the deities, or someone cooking in the kitchen, or somebody distributing books in Sankirtan, or somebody growing vegetables for the deities in the garden, or whatever it might be, all the devotional services are for the pleasure of Krishna on the absolute platform. And that way we should always keep ourselves engaged in Krishna service. Remember the great passing away of Haridas Thakur and get his blessings that we can also always chant the holy names purely. How Haridas Thakur was so strict that when he didn't chant his 192 rounds, you know, when he was so old already and sick, he was thinking, it's not my physical sickness, I'm mentally sick. I'm not finishing my rounds. Notice for him, not finishing the rounds was a symptom of a disease. Misplacing one's priorities. So Srila Prabhupada also stressed that one should fix the minimum number of rounds. He recommended 16, but if one can't do 16, then what they can do is certain numbers of rounds which are recommended. Do a minimum every day. Krishna takes that more seriously. That the devotee is serious, taking this commitment. So when you take sannyas, like today Srila Prabhupada took sannyas, that's called the civil death. There's a sacrifice, and even they do a srad ceremony in some sannyas initiations for the deceased person. Now it's a new person with a new name, new cloth. Symbolically, they're given new cloth, so it's a new name, a new gotra. It's a ceremony for the chuta gotra giving. So Prabhupada, he took the sacrifice to become a sannyasi, to bring the Krishna consciousness all over the world. So that's why he came here to Australia. Did he come to Brisbane actually? Melbourne, Sydney, where else? Perth? Brisbane got left out. Huh? No temple then. It was.
Sandwich. Rented place at St. Lucian.
St. Lucian. St. Lucian, I thought it was a sandwich. St. Lucian makes more sense. So, like that, Prabhupada could go around the world 14 times and bring Krishna consciousness here, because as a sannyasi, they have that dharma to travel. He said also that it was a curse of the parents of the young disciples who were angry that he had their children. The daksha was cursed, or rather cursed the Narada, that he should not have a permanent place of residence. Couldn't stay anywhere more than a few days. So Prabhupada also in Vrindavan, and at one point he said, no, I can't travel anymore. Now you sannyasis have to take the curse. At that time there were two sannyasis sitting, and I was one of them. Another time you told me, now you have to take the curse. Twice. Now whenever the curses don't have any effect in the Dham. So you can stay there. So one time Narad Muni had to do tapasya, so he had to go to the holy Dham. The curses to take effect in the Dham. That's the devil place. But that's one of the, just like Subhag Swami, he's traveling all over, he's taking Prabhupada's curse. Traveling house to house, village to village, city to city, spreading that holy name. Srila Subhag Swami Maharaj ki
jai.
Nobody's going to complain in the store here, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Anybody here has any complaints that he's just traveling in Australia and New Zealand? How did the Australians and New Zealands win your heart, Maharaj? How did they monopolize on your mercy? And the rest of the world is being deprived. What is their secret? Not appealing. I mean, whatever you're doing, you must be doing it right, though. Other parts of the world have to figure it out. So, like that Srila Prabhupada, he took his sannyas very serious. As a sannyasi, he would never sit down in a tea stall, but he'd go to tea stalls and sell books there. He said that if it was useful for preaching and wearing a suit and tie, it didn't matter, but since where he was going, it wasn't useful, then he didn't. Haridas Thakur's passing, Srila Prabhupada's sannyas, is very auspicious days. Now we're in the third month of the Chaturmas. This is the milk fast. Can't drink any milk. You can take sweet rice, you can take cheese and yogurt and other things, but you cannot drink milk for 1 month. It's as if one doesn't observe Chaturmas in there. Committing some offense. One can do more things in the month of Damodar. One should be vegetarian, avoid high protein. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Actually, the month of Damodar, the last month, it's only a month away now, get 100 times the benefit for your devotional service. Good thing to tell the congregation that now they can get a 100-time bonus. Prabhupada said temple devotees since they're always chanting and practicing every day, it doesn't make a lot of difference. So it's like some supermarket. They have sale advertised. The sales are meant in the supermarkets to attract the new customers. The regular customers are coming every day anyway. But when you see some 50% rebate, get it now, you know, liquidation sale, everything must go 90% off. Can you imagine if you had a sale? 99% off. Buy a Mercedes Benz for 1%. $100,000 house, you can get it for $1,000. Rambam is smiling. Would you like to find a sale like that? So that sale is for spiritual blessings you get in the month of Ramadan. 1%, you get 100 times. So that's why that month the devotees do some extra things or some special sevas. Or at least they're very sure to practice and chant. So just 1 month away. Usually people in India, those who are doing a vogue fasting during the Chaturmas, they let their hair grow for 2 months and then today everybody shaves up. And the next 2 months they don't cut. So some devotees of Dharma Prabhupada, he said in ISKCON, he didn't like people to do that unless they're really doing the fast. Otherwise just growing your beard is like a big show, but you know, if you do the strict fasting, then it was okay. Any questions? Yes, sorry. Couldn't hear so well. The last part, how can we do what in the mind? Well, you can mentally, you can chant a mind. A mantra can be chanted on the mentally also. It's on the subtle platform that there's 3 levels of chanting, mentally, softly, so just like you can hear clearly, and then loudly where other people can hear. So Haridas Thakur would do 64 loudly, 64 softly, and 64 mentally. So after doing 64 and 64, then his mind was very focused. And he could mentally chant and concentrate. It said that he would do 3-minute rounds. Since we don't do so many rounds like he did, therefore we do loudly because it's 100 times the benefit. We chant Gayatri mentally. So one can chant Hare Krishna mentally, and on the mental platform, then one is in touch with Krishna, but it's recommended that we chant with the you chant loudly, because some lady asked Haridas Thakur, which is better, because many people think mental chanting is better, because you're like, out loud is gross, you know, the body, and mental is more fine, it's on the subtle plane, you know, so therefore mental must be better. They speculate like that. But then Haridas Thakur said, because when you chant out loud, other living entities, humans, plants, insects and whatnot, they all hear it, animals. Therefore you get 100 times the benefit, because you're helping other people to advance. Therefore you get forgiven for offenses. What stops our effect of chanting is the offenses we commit to stop other people in the spiritual life. But if we are chanting purely and not stopping anybody in their spiritual life, rather facilitating them, then it makes your own devotional service and chanting more effective. Does that make sense? Padipurna, any question? Anybody have a question? Maharaj, have an answer? You can give the answer and someone can ask the question afterwards. Yes, okay, Shkari.
Is there an offense that keep us from keeping our japa as a priority?
It is an offense if you don't put our, it's a 10th offense not to have faith in the chanting of the holy names, even after hearing so many glories. But that itself is an offense. Offenses can make us lose the taste for chanting, and you lose the taste for chanting, then you can lose faith in the chanting. In that sense, but it's not, I never heard it directly said that we lose. Well, if we commit offenses against the holy name, then the holy name withdraws the mercy, and if it withdraws the mercy, then we lose the taste. Appreciation of the holy name. So once we get the holy name, we have to be very careful not to lose the appreciation for the holy name. Sarayu? It did, it doesn't mention it anywhere that I can remember. Possibly does. Can anybody remember any specific? Place where he would reveal it. Doesn't say he didn't. Generally, you see that when people join the leelas of the Lord, they're just into that. They don't do sadhana bhakti. They don't necessarily chant rounds and things. Oh, they might. Depends what the leela is. They engage themselves in the devotional service, and there has to be some expert people directing them. Hare Krishna.